everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast, where you give an overview of everything nerdy that means in movies, comics, television, and news. We'll tell you what it all means, and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, it's the content warning. There's a possibility we may be cussing, so, yeah.
Enjoy.
What up?
This is our second podcast of the weekend.
Second.
It's going to be shorter, so we are not live streaming this one.
Nope.
But yeah, check out our other podcast. It's a makeup from last week, but it has 2 weeks of news in it, so... All 2 weeks of news are in that podcast with Supergirl, The Flash, and Legends of Tomorrow from 2 weeks ago. This podcast will cover this past week's shows of The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, and Arrow. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
We started watching Iron Fist a little bit today.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for some discussions about that in our future.
Yes, sir.
So Scott's been very tired today.
Well, that's what happens when you sit there and you work like 16-hour shifts where you wake up at 2:30 in the morning and you don't get off work till 7, almost 8 sometimes, and you only really get like 5 hours of sleep all week.
Yeah.
And yeah. And, yeah. You know, with me, like, I started a new position at work. I'm the operations assistant supervisor. So, yeah, it comes with like a lot more. You know, duties that I have to do.
And duty.
Shut up, dude. Not in the mood for your shenanigans. Just no. No, Christian.
All right, I'm going to be the fun guy this episode, okay?
You'll try.
I will try and probably not succeed. Why did I say it like that? Succeed.
I don't know. He succeeds. Sounds like a douche.
I can't believe you'd say that to me.
Well, you better believe it, sister.
But yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I started a new, because usually like we have like a, like to, a, what?
To be fair, you could have gone to bed earlier last night, but you know, you were having too much fun.
Okay, then, yeah.
I was so tired, I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, dude, tell me more about how you get to sleep for 8 hours.
I don't always get to sleep for 8 hours.
Yeah, tell me more about your hard life,
dude. I go to bed early on purpose.
Tell me about your 8-hour shifts at work. Tell me more about it.
I've worked plenty of long shifts in my days.
In your days.
See, I used to work Tuesday, Wednesday from 8 to 5, Wednesday, Thursday from 2 to 10, and then Saturday, Sunday overnights from 10 at night to 6 in the morning. So I was working 6 days a week, and I was at the harbor every single day because I got off Monday morning and had to go back Tuesday.
Tell me more.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me more about it.
And I unfortunately still wasn't getting enough hours then, so yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. But, you know.
Tell me more.
That's all I have to tell you. this guy right here, right? So I was really tired last night, and he was playing Overwatch, and I was like, you know what? I can't fall asleep until, you know, I help Scott set up his sleeping situation. So I got all this stuff together and put it behind him, and then I wake up at 5 in the morning, and he's sleeping on the floor.
Okay, because I turned on the stupid-ass air mattress thing that like blows it up or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was fucking hell loud, and you opened your eyes and looked at me and shit, and I was like,
I don't remember that.
All right, I'll turn it off. Well, no, actually, I turned it off before that because it was really loud anyways, but then like after I had turned it off, you like looked over at me, and I was just like, all right, well, I turned it off. So
I don't remember. Did you say anything to me?
No, I looked over at you, and you're like,
did I say anything to you? I just stared at you.
You just like opened your eyes, and you're just like,
I don't remember this.
Well, I'm sorry you don't remember, but it happened. Fucking.
Just like you being on your phone early in the morning and then not being awake and not remembering it.
Yeah. Apparently that happened. I got up late for work this week because I usually woke up at 2:30 and clock in at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I woke up at like 5:10.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, But, like, I asked my grandma, like, later that day, I was like, did the alarm go off? Like, I don't remember getting up for anything. She's like, yeah, I even came out in the living room, and, like, you were on your phone. And I was like, oh, I don't remember that.
Were you, like, messing around on your phone, or did she think you were, like, actually talking on the phone? Like,
No. I was, like, apparently, like, I was just, like, on the phone. Like, it just, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Probably on Facebook or something. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I think it'd be funnier if she thought, like, you were actually on the phone. Like, you were like, hello?
Hello?
No. Listen here, buddy.
So anything new with you? Anything new?
Anything new? Not really. I grew my first pube this week.
Sick, dude.
No, I didn't really grow my first pube.
It's kind of disgusting, but
too many of them.
I mean, what is wrong with you? I mean, it's better than freaking having like a jungle on your face like me.
I do wonder if people dedicate a lot of time to trying to figure out what's wrong with me exactly.
Probably.
Like, people probably just, like, sit at home and, like, they'll be, like, going about their normal day, and then all of a sudden they'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
So, I honestly can't tell you. I haven't spent enough time. I mean, I can tell you all the things that I think are wrong with me, but.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to get into our shows now.
enough rambling. Yes. We're going to start with the first show of the week, The Flash. Yeah, cool. Sudden stop. We're going to be talking about The Flash, Season 3, Episode 16, Into the Speed Force. Desperate to stop Savitar and save his friends, Barry turns to the Speed Force for answers. HR gives Jesse some advice.
Ooh, what'd you think?
It's The Flash, man. It's
doing
its thing
Flash.
Again.
It's back,
yeah,
baby.
It's back to its pristine style. Like, this episode,
you know,
was really
quality.
Amazing. Yeah. This episode felt like it was like an anniversary episode or something with like all the characters they brought back and stuff.
Yeah.
Barry, you know, he went into the Speed Force and he was trying to save Wally and he was going to exchange himself. He's feeling guilty about shit again, you know? You're a dinosaur again. There's no dinosaur this week.
Okay, whatever, fine.
All right.
Dude, this episode was awesome, dude. I loved it. You know, I had it all, you know, some funny stuff, some sad stuff, some really sad stuff.
Yeah.
Had its ups and downs, man. It was just a really good Flash episode. It's back to normal and, like, you know, always, you know, top-notch quality type of show. And that's what we always, like, expect from The Flash. And lately, I wouldn't say none of the episodes were bad. It's just they haven't been up to par, really.
Yeah. Not close to its regular form, which, like, this is better than its regular form, I'd say.
So, you'd mentioned it that Barry went into the Speed Force to save Wally, because, as we know, last week, he basically got tricked by Savitar to trade places with him. He sucked into the Speed Force, and, like, his, like, suit was, like, ripped apart. It was all crazy and iconic, and it was really amazing.
That was really amazing.
So, what do you think about Jay Garrick coming to save Barry Allen, and then coming, and instead of letting Barry take Wally's place, because we know that the prison that he created has to have a speedster in it at all times,
right,
for some odd reason, which was never explained. Very awkward. I don't like it. They never explain, like, why there has to be somebody in there.
Maybe, like, the Speed Force makes it so that there has to be
like all
there.
Of reality collapse if it doesn't. I don't know what happens. I mean
the Speed Force would just get bored and start messing people's lives up. like what do you think they do when they can't impersonate people Barry knows and make fun of him? Like, you know, that's just what happens.
Speaking
of which, we saw Eddie Thawne back this week.
We got Captain Cold back this week.
Reprisal of Wentworth Miller. He's great, as always.
Man.
We also had everybody. Yeah, we got Jay Garrick. We got Black Flash. That's not racist. I'm not talking about Wally.
We're just talking about like time race and stuff like that.
Yeah, we had the time race as well. But he did fight with Black Flash. That was cool.
He did.
The time race scare me.
So you didn't answer my question.
Go ahead. Sorry. Why? What do I think of that? Yes.
What do you think about Jay Garrett taking the place?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked it because it's like Barry always feels bad because people do all these things for him and whatever, and like the Speed Force. Oh, we also saw Robbie Amell back as Firestorm. Anyway, so yeah, I like it because it's like Barry, like in his mind might think, oh, everybody sacrifices himself for me or whatever, but Barry truly does everything for everyone. Like he is such a giver, he's such a hero to people, and he inspires people. That's one of the great things about this episode is where Snart was like, you inspired me to be better.
Yeah,
that was like one of the standout moments for me, and like I think that's what he does. He inspires people to be better, and
I agree with that. But there is a part of him that he doesn't take the responsibility or like deal with problems and stuff like that. Such as never coming to terms with his mother and changing the the past.
That's what he does, though.
Putting it on Wally to save Iris. And, and everything that was outlined in the episode and whatnot. And I think, I'm okay with Jay Garrick taking his place because of, it works within the confines of, like, the episode lesson.
Yeah.
Barry has to finish what he started and, can't just delegate everything
and
stuff. He has to take the responsibility to do the right things.
Right, and he also owes it to Jay to get Savitar to put back in that prison. And yeah. I'm assuming that's what he's going to do.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, they obviously know they're not just going to leave Jay Garrick there forever. And
right.
That's not the plan. What they plan to do is eventually they're planning on defeating Savitar. But
putting him back in the prison.
Yeah, so. Basically having Savitar switch places. But then what stops Savitar from just getting back out again?
We'd have to make sure no speedster
ever goes into the Speed Force.
Well, I don't know if it goes into the Speed Force, but it was the stone that helped him get out. While he threw the stone in and then took his place, like having that full stone in the Speed Force is what allowed him to get out.
But what would stop him from projecting out again?
I'm not sure. Like, I'm not even sure if Barry necessarily is gonna trap him in the Speed Force again. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Do you think he's just gonna kill him? Do you think this is the season where he crosses the line?
I don't know. I think it's difficult.
Think about it for a second.
He's already considered it and, decided
against
it.
He's considered it and claimed it. And then it's like, he makes, kind of statement saying, you're the one person I could never get over. I would do anything to save you.
Yeah.
Talking about Iris, obviously.
Right.
And, I mean, so what... what then?
And we also learned that Barry has to be the one to save Iris. It can't be Wally.
Yeah.
So, which we pretty much decided anyway before, right? You and I, that's... They're just listening to our podcast and stealing our ideas, honestly.
Yeah,
copyright infringements. I don't really understand, because, Wally is getting faster, but he can't be faster than Barry,
Yeah, that seems a little ridiculous, considering that the Speed Force does not exist without Barry Allen, so therefore shouldn't he always be the standard?
Right.
Like, how is somebody fat? Like, I mean, momentarily, faster than him, but isn't his ability to get faster? Wouldn't his ability to get faster would always be greater than everyone else's? He just
right.
has to get faster, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's that other people can be faster, but, his strength maybe isn't his speed, it's his knowledge and things like that. But
yeah.
I don't know. It's a little complicated. Something that we've known, I don't think we've ever really discussed it, though, on our podcast, is that Savitar's whole purpose is he wants revenge because Future Flash trapped him in the Speed Force.
Correct.
So, yeah. In case you guys didn't get that. I mean, they talk about it all the time, but we've never mentioned it, I don't think.
What's, odd to me, though, is, how, they, act as if it was, some sort of surprise that he's not a god and this is a man underneath because Jesse was able to stab him.
But I thought we all knew that.
That's what, because he said, I created myself or whatever.
Yeah.
Talking about... I was assuming what would be a lab experiment of some sort, and then but it's in the future. He comes from the future, but I don't know. I was a little confused by they're oh, he's just a man. And I was isn't that something we already knew?
We already know there's going to be some convoluted plot, revealing who he is under that armor, they do every season, how Zoom was Hunter Zolomon, who looked like Jay Garrick, and he was there the whole time, and you know, how they did with Wells in the first season. Like, it's going to be something similar to that. Like, is it Julian? Like, who knows, you know? Like, it's
no,
gonna be
whoever it is fucking massive, dude.
Well, yeah. All right, we solved it. It's Andre the Giant brought back to life.
Or The Rock.
Or The Rock, yeah. The Rock's never died.
And he's humongous.
He is. He is. He is playing Black Adam. So there's a thing, you know.
So he's within already in the DC yeah. universe. So it all makes sense.
And he's already pretty much a god. So
see,
a man, but a god.
Yes.
We figured
all
it out.
All correct, guys. See, you heard it here first.
Yeah, and if they do that, we know that they stole that idea from us. All right. The CW writers' room is just constantly listening to our podcast. They're like, dude, they got a great idea.
I know,
fucking
right?
Fucking fan predictions, bro.
Sick one, bro.
So, yeah, Jessie was stupid, but I like her. Yeah.
HR was brilliant.
Dude, he gets better and better, I think.
Yeah. I find it interesting that, like, each different persona that he kind of takes on is, like, different in a way, but each time it's so brilliant, you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like each season the team needs something different, you know, to add, and that's what, you know, his character is.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that, like in the next season, is it going to be HR still, or are we going to get a new
I hope it's HR.
I hope it is too,
because he's like hilarious with his like little coffee. He's like, coffee don't affect me, coffee don't affect me. It's like all funny and shitty.
Yeah. So we also learned Kid Flash is going to be put on a break because, you know, he can't handle this stuff, you know.
Yeah,
he just
went through pretty traumatic stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Jesse's going to Earth 3 to take Jay Garrick's place for the time being.
I mean, it makes sense. Somebody yeah. has to, you know, step in his place to help protect Earth number 3.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of makes sense. And you knew it wasn't going to be Wally. And obviously, he's not going to be the Flash. So, next in line, Jesse Quick.
Yep.
Off to save the day.
So, now we have to talk about the sad ending to this episode.
Man, dude. First off, all right. Building into that, right, is how great is Grant Gustin?
He's amazing.
How great of an actor and, like, how good is the writing on the show that, like, when he's acting and stuff and, you know, leading into this episode, you know that Iris is, you know, kind of, like, unspokenly, like, you know, called off the wedding.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And, you know, they're on the verge of breaking up, possibly. And he just lost Wally. And just like his facial expressions, his acting and stuff, you could just feel the despair like radiating from
there. Yeah, that's how you really tell how great someone is, like their facial cues, how more than just what they're saying and what they're doing. It, like, if you can feel someone's pain or something, like, just by looking at them, like, that is great acting.
Yeah, I thought he was spectacular. But all right, moving into what would be the ending of the episode was Barry broke up with Iris. She was like ready to say, you know what, I don't care, I love you, I want to still marry you, and I know you love me, and even if, like, you know, it was, you know, partially just to save me, I know that, you know, we still love each other and whatnot. And yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, look, I know I heard you, okay? don't look at me. But yeah, Iris really was like ready to go through with it, you know, and Barry is just like, I need some space. And I was like, no, Barry, you don't need space.
Barry.
You don't need any space.
Sorry.
Get closer with her.
Dude, we like waited all this time for you and Iris to get together and stuff. And is Daniel texting you?
No, I'm bringing up the yeah, he is, because he tried to call me. But yeah, I'm bringing up the summary stuff. So
yes.
Yes.
All right, what would you grade the episode?
I'd give it a 9.9.
Ooh, 9.9. I'll give it a 9.8.
Yeah, yeah, I bet you would.
I would. Yes. All right, moving on to Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow, Season 2, Episode 14. The Legends learn where the last fragment of the Spear of Destiny is. or that it is. Anyway, this doesn't make sense the way they wrote it. But yeah, they learned that the last piece of Spear of Destiny is hidden when they track Commander Steel to NASA headquarters in 1970.
Okay, sick one. Right. So what'd you think about this episode?
I like this episode.
I thought this episode was much better than last week's episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though, like, I mean, I kind of enjoyed it still. You know, I always enjoy Legends. I just kind of take it for what it is and realize that it's not going to be that super serious show.
This episode tried to be quite serious.
Oh, it was pretty serious. But on the other hand, though, it doesn't quite, you know, carry the emotional weight that the Flash and Arrow shows do.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Supergirl. I mean, yeah, definitely. This is a different show and it's different tones and stuff. You kind of have to take that for what it is. And last week, you know, Legends been on kind of like a pretty good run.
Yeah.
And then last week, not as good, you know, but this week, I thought they were pretty brilliant. I love this episode.
Yeah, we got, like, the dynamic between Rip and Sarah. We got the dynamic between Reverse Flash and Adam, which was great.
Yeah,
and we got
the
dynamic, the best dynamic, I think, of the show between Mick Rory and Martin Stein. Like,
dude, that duet, dude. I was just like, this is brilliant. This is so funny, dude.
Oh, yeah, and you wanted me to write down, what in tarnation?
What in tarnation? Because of the meme that's going around.
Yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah, okay, whatever, dude. It was funny, all right?
Yeah.
What in tarnation?
Yeah, a friend of mine took a picture of a burnt-down truck near where I work and tweeted, what in Tweak Nation? So, yeah, I've seen it floating around, yeah. What in Tweak Nation?
What the hell?
Okay, anyway, yeah, what'd you think of all the different little parts of this episode here?
It was good.
Here and there, yeah. There's not, like, a whole lot to talk about with this episode besides what we already said, to be honest. Like, the Reverse Flash stuff I thought was really good.
Yeah,
with
and I
Ray.
Thought... Sorry.
No,
I flew in my mouth. I don't know what the fuck that was. Like the stuff with Commander Steel and what's his
Nate?
Name? Mm-hmm. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. That's a good.
Yeah, I thought that was stuff was great between them. I thought, you know, it was real emotional, especially like what happened at the end of the episode. I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been better though. Okay, I feel like I could have come up with like a better scene if Nathan was like. Just like freaked out and like started screaming, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it would have carried more weight. Like, I felt like it was a bit of an underreaction to the situation.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you just like seen like your grandfather sacrifice himself and stuff. Would you just be like, oh.
All right.
Like, I mean, I felt it was like almost a little anticlimactic, you know? Like, it carried a lot of weight, but I felt like it could have been like that scene that really set this episode apart.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I liked Nate for the most part in this episode, but he was a dick to Amaya for like no reason.
No, there was reasons.
Not a good reason.
He's trying to separate himself, you know, because he doesn't want to alter history, create an aberration.
Yeah, but he like threw it in her face, like because she told his granddaddy like you can't go back to your kids, like. Or your kid and your wife, like,
well,
and then he was like, dude, you're gonna go and say that to my grandpappy? Well, fuck you!
Well, that's what happens, like, when, you know, people just get overly emotional or angry and stuff, and they just say things they don't really mean. That's just how it is. I mean, just take it for what it is. Just take it for what it is.
He meant it.
Well, I mean... Like, at the time he meant it, or whatever, but, I mean, he realized... At the end of the episode, you know, that it was for the better. That they don't, you know, just put him back and change the history and stuff. He realized.
So what'd you think of, like, them kind of presenting Reverse Flash as, like, not really evil?
Yeah, that was interesting. I thought that was pretty cool. You know.
Like, obviously he's doing bad things, but that, they're, like, that doesn't necessarily make him a bad person.
Pretty sure that's the definition of being a bad person doing.
Well,
bad
people do bad things for good reasons.
I guess.
I mean,
that's true.
Like, and to be fair, like, I mean, he's trying to be like, well, my motivations against you guys is I just want to live and stop being chased by time wraiths. Well, to be honest, that still doesn't make you a good person because you, like Gray said, you did kill Barry's mom twice. Like,
you killed, like, the real Harrison Wells and his wife.
Yeah. You killed a lot of people. A lot of people.
Altered, like, history into your own fashion and stuff.
Well,
and
to be fair, Barry did that, too. Like, three times. But he never killed anybody.
Yeah.
Yet.
Silver linings.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Nate's dad was at NASA at the end.
Okay.
And Nate was all like, you and your son. Well, he doesn't have a son yet. That was awkward.
Yeah, I mean.
But, yeah.
Whatever.
I thought it was really, really great that his dad sacrificed himself, though. Or his granddad, his grandpappy. He was all like.
I thought we talked about that.
Yeah, I know, but I just wanted to mention again how
I
liked
it. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought it was good. And, you know, obviously nobody from the crew could do it. And the guys are discussing, and I was like, oh, I bet. I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, oh, I bet Commander Steele is going to do it.
Yeah. I thought McRory was wearing glasses.
McRory's just so funny,
he's
dude.
Great.
I love his character. He's awesome.
Yeah. So, what would you grade this episode?
I would grade it, like, a 9.0.
That's exactly what I was going to give it.
Oh, and we're so on point today.
Oh, my God. We're like,
Okay, guys, all right. Moving into the last show of the week, Arrow.
All right. Jesus. Arrow, season 5, episode 16. Oliver gets closer to the truth about Prometheus. Helix refuses to continue helping Felicity until she does a favor for them.
Sick, dude. All right, so let's talk about the whole Felicity and Helix thing.
Oh,
what do you think about all that stuff?
She's going to owe him way too much.
Yeah, she's getting, like, in over her head, and you can already tell, like, from the first job that they asked her to do, like, so absurd.
Yeah, we already knew, like, Helix wasn't, like, a good-intentioned organization. Well, maybe it's a good-intentioned organization, but they don't do necessarily good things. Like, I think it's a well regarded as a truth that over-surveilling people is bad.
So, I mean, okay, in your opinion, could this have been a nod to, like, you know, like, T-Spheres and, like, where they're headed, you know, from the comics and stuff? You know, being, like,
oh, you're talking about
Eye
Futures End?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's possible. I mean, they
like,
did something similar already.
I felt like it was, like, a tiny bit of a nod to them, like, just, like,
probably because,
like, a little eye winking.
And I think we know that the writers are familiar with that story because they did a similar story when they did the Felicity as a teenager episode. They, you know, she created Brother Eye or whatever it was,
yeah.
You know, like, so we know, like, that's in their mind. So it's possible that that is where they're taking a lot of us from and trying to head toward is, you know, I mean, Helix is taken from a 90s comic, but I mean, are they going to go more?
Well, no, I'm not saying, like, they're, like, you know, like, saying, oh, yeah, look,
no,
this is Brother Eye. What I'm saying is, like, the idea of, like, you know, what Futures End and the T-Spheres do become and, like, how, like, heavily now Curtis is using them and that now they just happen to have, like, the idea of what the T-Spheres become.
Right.
Like, right.
I mean,
you know.
And I love seeing the T-Spheres used. Like, I think that they've done a really good job with that. But yeah, I think it's entirely possible, but maybe not so much with T-Spheres but with maybe drones or something else. But I think T-Spheres might be hacked by Helix to retrieve information, do things like they want, which is really dangerous.
Yeah,
so.
Of course.
So
Prometheus.
Yeah, Prometheus. I don't know if maybe I just missed it, but you know, I don't think we ever talked about it, but Talia did train Prometheus. And we learned that in a previous episode.
Yeah, we somehow managed not to talk about that, and I'm not really sure how.
I probably didn't take a note on it.
Yeah,
and
I don't
forgot,
know.
So.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
But yeah, and you know, that would have helped us last week when we were having, or 2 weeks ago when we were having a discussion about, hey, you know, who might be Prometheus? And, you know, we just totally missed that Talia al Ghul trained him.
Yeah.
So. You have a theory.
Oh, yes, yes. I think that, because in this episode, Prometheus had said the same exact line that Gregor had said to Oliver in the flashback. Could that not be Prometheus's real father? Because, like, what is his real motivation?
But
like,
how would he know his dad said that?
I don't know.
All right, like, he's hiding under the ice.
I know. Maybe he's, like, in the skybox or something.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, it's possible. But
I don't know, dude.
It's hard to. I mean, at least you're making some connections. Like, with my Tommy Merlin prediction, I just threw it out in left field. Like, I just wanted it to be Tommy Merlin.
It was like, so. Hey, Kutch. I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that, like, his father was, like, a character that we've never actually met until, right. like, the flashback happened, until, like, you know, he set Oliver up to kill, you know, Felicity's boyfriend or whatever the hell
his name
was.
Why are, like, all fathers in, like, CW shows except for Joe and, like, Barry's dead. Dad, like, scumbags are dead?
Yeah.
Like.
No, Barry's dad is dead as well.
Well, yeah, he's dead.
He a goner.
Yeah, but he wasn't
he's
a scumbag.
He's 6 feet under.
Yeah.
He's sleeping with the fishes. He's.
It's like all dads in Arrow are scumbags. And
he's
Felicity
taking the eternal dream.
Or, Oliver just leaves orphans for Batman's orphanage company.
I know. Somewhere in this universe, Batman is getting his text message alerts.
He's getting.
There has been a new orphan found.
And then he jacks off to that news.
yeah.
Orphans everywhere.
I love orphans. sick, dude. Yeah. So Oliver has you know, Prometheus right where he wants him, and then Talia saves the day.
Yeah.
And now they have him prisoner.
Yeah.
I mean,
and we also learned that Talia is against Oliver now because Oliver killed her dad, who
she didn't really like him,
but she liked him enough to hate Oliver. And I don't know if she got the full story because Ra's al Ghul was a fucking asshole.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the reasoning behind it was. She knew her dad was a bad dude and, like, she didn't even like her dad as a person. But, yeah.
Yeah, this was, like, a very tense episode. You know, how did you, like, kind of on
edge? It was very intense for sure.
Because I know you like it, I always make notes about these things.
What's that?
So Oliver used, like, a firework arrow.
Yeah, dude. I was like, yes. And then, like, when he's, like, in the flashback, he's, like, freaking, like, skating across, like, on his knee, like, on the ice. And he's like, bitch. And I was like, yes. I don't know. I always like those things because I just think they're cool and, you know, fun way to, you know, integrate the comics into the show and stuff. I don't know. Whatevs, dude.
Yeah. So we learned that Chase's real name is Simon Morrison.
So now we have to look up that name.
I didn't come up with anything.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, friend.
So that press conference where, like, Chase was talking and then Oliver was talking. It was like just like a series of subtweets at each other.
I know, right? I thought that was like a super nod to like how like we interact with each other in the modern age of like tweeting and Facebooking and stuff like that. People are basically just, you know, super
people. Yeah.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah.
You know what? And I hate passive aggressiveness. I think it's so garbage.
That's why you hate me, huh?
Yeah.
I'm
just kidding. Don't be so sad. I was kidding.
I'm not sad. A very intense scene. Oliver was attacking his arrow cave.
He was like, fuck this shit. I'm done.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
Are you going to talk about Chase's wife?
Yeah.
Right? He's like trying to like even the field. Why would you just be like, here, have your wife and then murder her?
I know, right?
Like. Obviously, he didn't care that much about that woman because he just straight stabbed her.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe he did it just because he wanted to be like, oh, did you hear? The Green Arrow killed my wife.
I know, right? What a tricky little shit.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the Oliver versus Chase fight scene?
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, who was Oliver fighting earlier in the episode? Oh, against, like, Talia's, like, people.
Yeah.
That was so poorly choreographed. Like, it was awful to watch.
It wasn't
I was just
great.
Like, this is painful to watch. Like, you could just see, hey, there's a right hook coming. Duck.
How come there are always dojos in the mountains?
Maybe it's just because
Asian countries are just very mountainous.
Dude, but I think that has to be like the same dojo that Batman went to, correct?
Probably, but like
he was in the snowy mountains.
And we were watching Iron Fist. He was also in the snowy mountains.
Hey, dude. Hey, man. Knock it off.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying he might be training with Batman in Kunlun. That's my point.
You must bump this fist. All right. Grading?
Oliver was kidnapped. Cool.
I said that.
Did you?
Yes.
Shit.
Grading.
Susan Williams can't do her thing now. She can't, convict Adrian Chase because she's like, I have Oliver. Anyway.
True.
9.9.
Whoa! This fucking generous charity little bastard.
This was a great episode.
All right, 9.9. It was just a great week for our television shows, guys. I thought I was pretty happy.
Yeah.
So, like we said, we're in the middle of watching Iron Fist now. So that will be coming out probably next week. I assume we'll be done with it by next weekend. So stay tuned for that, guys. We'll be live streaming it. So make sure you guys are following us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Check out our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. I think we're going to start doing more YouTube stuff. So go subscribe to us on YouTube and Nerdy Boys Reviews.
And Twitter, of course, because of Periscope. You probably already said that. Anyway,
yes, I did.
So winners and losers this week. I have to say there are no losers this week.
Cop out.
But Arrow and The Flash were both great. I would give the edge to The Flash. I think it was the best show of the week. And Legends was the third best show of the week. Go ahead.
Winner, Flash. Loser, Legends. I mean, but... So, I think people... You have to be, like, a little bit more transparent. Like, I feel that just because you pick a winner and a loser doesn't mean a show was bad because it was a loser. It's just not as good as the rest of the shows.
Right.
So... Yeah, my loser, Legends.
Yeah,
I mean, it just wasn't as good as the rest, but it was an amazing episode. It was really fucking
good. Don't feel like... I feel like saying it was like
a loser
is a disservice to the episode.
Nah, it's all right.
It just wasn't the best episode of the week.
Step your shit up, Legends.
If you're not a 9.8 by next week, we're not talking about you
9.8
anymore.
9.8 or Riot.
I mean, what would happen if we stopped talking about these shows? Like, where would CW get their ideas?
Nowhere. I mean, they would just go out of business. All right, guys. I think that's all we have for you. I know another short podcast for you. We didn't live stream it. I know. Bummer. But it's okay.
It's all right.
Because you got double the nerdy.
Yeah, for the price of one. Oh, wait. We don't charge you anything. Which is another great reason to refer your friends.
Sellout mode activated. All right, guys. That's all we have for you guys. All right. Here at NBR, we got one simple message for you. And that's stay nerdy, boys.